Chapter 6. Reigniting the Inner Fire. When the fire goes out, after leaving the military, a lot of veterans feel like their fire has burned out. The spark they once had, the passion, the drive, the excitement to wake up and take on the day, can feel like it's gone. For a long time, everything had a purpose. You had a mission, you had a team, you had something to prove and someone depending on you. Every action mattered. Every day had weight. But now, in civilian life, it can all feel a little empty, like you're just walking through the motions, trying to make it work, but not really feeling much inside. This feeling is more common than you might think. You're not lazy, you're not weak, you're not broken, you're tired, you're adjusting, and you're trying to figure out who you are without the uniform. But deep inside you, the fire is still there. It may be buried, but it didn't die. It just needs air. It needs time. It needs your attention. It needs you to want it back. One of the best ways to find that fire again is to think back. Go back to before the military. What did you love to do when no one was watching? What made you feel alive? Maybe it was drawing or writing or working with your hands. Maybe it was playing music, fixing engines, helping people, or building things. Maybe it was leading others or protecting those who couldn't protect themselves. Those parts of you didn't disappear. They just got buried under the weight of war, duty, and survival. The military may have taught you to push your feelings down, but this next chapter in your life is about bringing the best parts of you back up to the surface. It's about finding what lights you up again and letting it lead the way. Sometimes what lit you up in the past doesn't speak to you now. That's okay. Growth means change. The version of you standing here today has different needs, hopes, and interests. Don't be afraid to try something new. Take a class. Learn a trade. Try photography, woodworking, or cooking. Volunteer somewhere. Get your hands dirty again. Give yourself permission to explore without pressure. You're not locked into anything. The goal is to get moving again, to give your heart and mind something to look forward to. You might surprise yourself. That quiet pull towards something new might just be your purpose showing up in a way you weren't expecting. You don't have to be great at it. You just have to feel something again. Feeling is the first sign that the fire is coming back. Some veterans think creativity is soft, that painting a picture, writing a poem, or planting a garden isn't real work. But let me tell you something. Creativity is power. It's healing. It's how we build. It's how we reconnect with who we are. It takes strength to take something broken and turn it into something beautiful. And that's what you've been doing your whole life. You already know how to solve problems in tough situations. You know how to work with tools, make a plan, and see things through. That's the heart of creativity. You just need to point it in a direction that feels good to you. Maybe it's painting. Maybe it's music. Maybe it's designing a room, telling your story, or fixing up cars. Whatever it is, let it be yours. You didn't sign up to serve for the paycheck. You served because something in you wanted to help, protect, and make a difference. That part of you is still alive. The need to serve doesn't go away when your enlistment ends. It just shifts. Now's the time to ask yourself, who do I want to help now? Maybe it's other veterans. Maybe it's kids. Maybe it's people in your town who are struggling. That fire to serve can become the fuel for your new mission. You just have to listen for it. Helping others can reignite your own strength. When you see someone else get better because of your words or actions, it reminds you that you matter. It reminds you that you're still built for something greater than yourself. You don't need a rank on your chest to be a leader. Leadership is a part of who you are. It shows up when you speak with honesty, when you do what's right, and when you take care of the people around you. Right now, there are people in your life, family, friends, neighbors, who are watching how you live. You are leading, whether you know it or not. If you miss the feeling of guiding a team, you can still have that. You can start mentoring someone. You can coach a sport. You can build a business and lead a crew. You can become the steady voice in someone else's storm. That spark of leadership doesn't fade. It just needs a new field to stand in. You've spent years doing what you were told, following orders, and living inside a system that didn't always give you a choice. This chapter is different. You get to choose now. You get to decide what you want, what matters, and how you want your life to look. That freedom might feel scary at first. Too many choices, too many unknowns, but it's also a gift. You can shape your days now. You can say yes to things that matter and no to things that don't. And in doing that, you begin to create a life that fits you, one where the fire stays lit because you chose it. Let's be real. Some days you might not feel much. Numbness is part of the transition. But if something gives you a little spark, if you feel even a small pull to try something, go somewhere, or talk to someone, follow it. Don't shut it down. You have permission to feel excited again. You have permission to dream, to explore, to laugh, and to create. You are not stuck in the past. You are not defined by the hardest chapters of your life. You are allowed to love your life again. And finding what lights you up is the first step. The fire you felt in the military was strong, but it came from duty. The fire you're building now comes from choice, from passion, from growth. That kind of fire burns longer. It lasts through storms. It fuels a life that feels real and honest. You don't need to chase the same adrenaline or chaos. You just need to feel alive in your own skin again. That's what this is about. Reigniting the fire that makes you feel like you matter, like you're here for a reason, and like there's still more ahead. And there is more ahead. So much more. Keep going.